Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 20th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Sukkah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to continue talking about the reading of the Halal. There were different customs and what to read, and everything depends upon which country you're in or which Medina you're in as to what the procedure will be. Makom shenaga lichboil. Any place where they had a custom to repeat the last psukim of Halal, that it comes from chapter Kuf Yod Ches of Tilim, i.e. from Oidcha Kiani Soni Batihil Lishua until the end of Halal, yichboil, then he should follow that custom of repeating the pasuk. Now why? Why did this custom develop? If you look closely at that kapitel, at that chapter of Tehillim, it starts with Hodu Lashem Kitoiv, Kuf Yud Ches. You'll see that the beginning of it, almost most of it, is got doubles in the concept. David HaMelech doubles the concepts. For example, in the beginning you've got Hodu Lashem Kitoiv Kum Chastoi, and at the end of the kapitel you have the same pasuk, Hodu Lashem Kitoiv Kum Chastoi. You have Yomano Yisrael and Yomruno Yisrael. And Yomino Beisaren. Then you've got Minameitza Karosika, Ananiva Merchavka. You have Hashem Li La'ira, Hashem Li Ba'Ezrai. You have Tov Lachsos Ba'Hashem, it's good to trust in Hashem. Tov Lachsos, it's again Tov Lachsos. Kolgom Sivavuni, all the nations surround me. Sabuni Gam Sivuni, they surround me, yes, they circle me. Vahi Lilishua, Kolrina Vishua. Yimin Hashem, Yimin Hashem, Lo Yomus, V'lamos Lo Sanani. Pischa L'Sharei Tzedek, open me the gates of Tzedek, and you have Zehar Shar. But from Oidcha Ki Ani Soni onwards, David HaMelech did not repeat those psukim. And for that reason, there were certain communities that did want to keep the consistency of doubling the concept, and they doubled those psukim as well, even though David HaMelech didn't do it. That's why we have Oidcha Ki Ani Soni twice, Avin Masabonim twice, until the end of the capital. If one is in a place where they do that, then one should follow that custom. Lifshoit, says the Mishnah further, if it's a place where they only do those psukim once, that means from Oidcha Ki Ani Soni until the end of the chapter, they kept it exactly as David HaMelech did in chapter 118 in Kuf Yud Ches. Yifshoit, then he too should read those psukim only once, as it's written in the book of Tehillim. Levorech acharav, if he's in a place where they make a bracha at the end of Hal, Yehalalucha, Berchat Hashem Melech Mal V'tish Bachos, then Yevorech acharav, then he should make the bracha afterwards. And as we do, most of us do today. Hakol Kiminig HaMedina, everything follows the custom of the ways of the land that you're in. However, the bracha before Halal, this is not subject to custom. That is a mitzvah in all places. It doesn't depend on any minik, because all mitzvahs we make a bracha before we do them, including reading of Hal. So make a bracha shekidishana likras Hal. Halakech lulav mechavera bashvis. Person who is buying a lulav from his friend in the Shemitah year, and his friend who's selling him this lulav in Esrog is one of those people we don't know if he keeps the Shemitah laws or not. And because of that, we are worried that maybe the lulav and the esrog he's selling us come from the fruits that have been, come from produce that's been harvested in the Shemitah year. And what's the halacha? You're not allowed to make business. You're not allowed to trade with Shemitah produce. In fact, you have to be mevarim, you have to get rid of them at the time of the beer, both the actual fruits and the proceeds of sale. So what do you do? How do you get out of this problem? No sein loy esrog b'matana. What you do is you go to the fellow who's selling you the lulav and esrog. You say, look, can I please have the esrog as a gift? Because I'm not allowed to buy it. One is not allowed to buy it on Shemitah year. You're not allowed to trade with the kedusha, with the fruits of Shemitah, because they have a special kedusha of Shemitah produce. The Gemara explains that with the lulav, there would be no kedusha of Shemitah. Why? Because we follow the time of the budding. If you got a lulav today, it must have budded the previous year. So this lulav, if you're taking it now and buying it in the Shemitah year, you can be sure that it would have budded in the sixth year, and it's not subject to the laws of Kedusha of Shemitah. so you can safely buy that without much of a problem. But with the asterisk, we follow the time that it's been picked off the tree, as far as Kedusha Shmita. And therefore, if you're buying an asterisk now in there for Sukkos, you can be sure that it's been picked this year and therefore has the Kedusha of Shmita. And if the fellow that's selling it to you is suspected about not keeping the laws of Shmita properly, then he wouldn't care about selling it to you in Shmita, but you're not allowed to buy from him in Shmita here. So what you do is you ask him, look, could I have the asterisk as a present? It's Shmita year now and whatever. If the seller does not agree to that, then one should say, all right, look, I'm not paying for the asterisk, but whatever cost it is, I'm going to include it in the cost of the lulav. That you can do. That's one opinion. Another opinion that says that the reason that the lulav is not a problem is because it has a din like an eighth satum. It has a like an eighth stem that the lulav is considered just like a tree. It's considered wood or bark. It's not considered, has no kedush of shmita. Kedush of shmita applies to fruits. The lulav is not a fruit. So therefore, according to this opinion, there's certainly not an issue about the lulav. You only have to be concerned about the esrog. And as we said, you either ask him for a gift or you make sure that he gives it to you. The price is included under the lulav's price. Mishnah Yud Beis. Bor Rishayna, at the start, in the beginning, that means at the time the Beis HaMikdash was up, Hoyo HaLulav Nital BaMikdash Shiva. The lulav would be taken and benched on it for 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because it says in the Torah, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. You shall rejoice before Hashem your God for 7 days. And the rabbis learned, what does it mean before Hashem your God? That means in the presence where there is a gilui, where there's a revelation of godness, was greatest, and that was in the Mikdash. There you have to rejoice with the four minim every single day of Sukkos. Uvam dina, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's Yerushalayim, but it's outside the Mikdash, the lulav would be taken yom echad, only 1 day. As the Torah says, Lekachtem lechem ba yom horishon, you shall take for yourself on the first day. Pri Yitzhara, beautiful fruit tree. Fruit of Pri Yitzhara. Now, as far as pushing an overriding Shabbos is concerned, both in the Mikdash and the Medina and outside the Mikdash was the same. That if the first day of Sukkot fell on a Shabbos, then you would take the lulav and they would bench it even on the Shabbos. It would be Docha Shabbos. And that's not just in the Mikdash, but even in the Medina outside. But that's only on the first, if the first day of Sukkot fell on the Shabbos. All the other days of Sukkot, however, if it fell on the Shabbos, you would not bench lulav, even in the Mikdash. This was in the time when the Beis Mikdash was up. So there was only a mitzvah of 1 day outside the Mikdash and 7 days in the Mikdash. Mishacharav Beis Mikdash. When the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai Shehei lulav nital bamdina shiva Zechal Mikdash. He said, we need to take the lulav for even outside the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days, throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, as a memory of the Mikdash that we once had. How do you know you have to make a Seichar for it? This we learned in the Pasuk. It says, Tzion hi dorish ein la. From here we learn Tzion is got no one inquiring of her, no one asking for her. Therefore, the Torah is beckoning, or the Book of Yirmiyahu is beckoning for us to make a Seichar for the Mikdash. However, the Chachamim forbade taking the lulav and Shabbos even on day one because they were worried that maybe the person might take it four amos in the Shusarabim and because of that, they said no taking of the lulav, even if it falls on Shabbos, even if it falls on the first day. However, and so therefore, today, Bizman Hazeh, the netilah of lulav on the day one is min haTorah. But because of the gzer of the Chachamim, it would not be Docha Shabbos. However, when it comes to the other days of Sukkot, that's only midrabbanon, it's only midivrei sofrim. Now, so far we've learned that what does Mikdash mean? Mikdash means Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean, Medina? Outside the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Rambam learns that when a Mishnah mentions Mikdash here, it means a more generic, it means the whole Yerushalayim is called Mikdash. And that Medina, is referring to other cities outside Yerushalayim. So according to the Rambam, when the Mishnah says in the beginning, in the times before the Beis HaMikdash was up, the lulav was taken 7 days in the Mikdash, it means 7 days in the whole of Yerushalayim. And in the Medina Yom Echad, outside Yerushalayim, it was taken 1 day. Now continues the Mishnah, V'shehe Yom Hanif Kuleyasa. Another takana Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made was that the day of the Hanif, the day of the waving of the Omer, which was on the second day Pesach, the 16th day of Nisan, that's the first day Chol HaMoed in Israel, on the 16th day of Nisan, that day where they waved the Omer, should be all osir to eat from the new produce. There is a halacha that the new produce, the Tevuah Chadasha, can only be eaten after the Omer was offered. Ad habiyachim's kovin alakechem. And that was offered, of course, on the 16th day of Nisan. That was called the Minchas HaOmer. Now, when the Beis HaMikdash was up, as soon as the Omer was offered, you would be able to eat from the new produce by lunchtime already, for example, that would have already offered it, and you could eat the new produce immediately, as soon as you knew that the Omer was offered. But after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said that the 16th day of Nisan will be entirely osur, and you've got to wait till the next day. You've got to wait till the 17th day of Nisan. Now, on this Mishnah, the Gemara has an interesting question. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Min haTorah it's osur." Why? Because the Torah says, "What do you need, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, to make a takana, to make a decree that you can't eat Tevuah Chadasha on the 16th day of Nisan after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed?" The Torah says, "At etzem hayom hazeh, until this very day." In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it also to eat the Chodosh ad etzem hayom hazeh, until the full day, and including the full day, the 16th day of Nisan. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't really need the Takana Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. However, the Gemara gives two responses to this claim of Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takona, Hiskin Yochanan Zakkai, one pirush in the Gemara, he explains that it doesn't mean that he made a takona that it was only midrabbanan. No, it means that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai darshened the psukim. He showed how from the psukim that once the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, then you have to wait the whole day. Than the 16th definition. In other words, yes, the 16th definition is also in our Torah, but Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was needed to tell us how to learn the psukim, to tell us that. That's one opinion. But there is another way of learning it in the Gemara. And this is that according to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, when it says in the Torah, etzem hayom hazeh, until this day, it's until but not including, which means that in our Torah, when there's no Beis HaMikdash and there was no Korban Omer offered, the Chodosh would only be Osir until the dawn of the 16th day of Nisan. Once the sun had risen, or sunrise, once the sun had risen on the 16th day of Nisan, that's it. You can eat now the Tevuah Chadasha when there's no Omer being offered and when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai came, however, and he instituted a decree. He made a takana that despite that, min haTorah being permitted as soon as it's sunrise on the 16th day of Nisan, if there's no Omer being offered, he said, no, let's wait the whole day. Wait till the 17th. What was the reason for this takana? Why did he do this? And the Gemara says, because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Meretz Hashem the Beis HaMikdash will be built. And if we allow people to eat the Tevuah Chadasha as soon as the sun rises on the 16th day of Nisan, so what will happen is, if the Beis HaMikdash gets built this year, then what will happen is people will be watching for the sunrise again, as they've been watching for so many years, and they'll say, okay, now it's sunrise on the 16th, we can eat the Tevuah Chadasha, not realizing, of course, that now that we have the new Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash built, now the Chadash is not permitted to be eaten until after the Omer is offered. Because, as the Torah says, ad habiyachem, until you offer the korban. When there is a Beis HaMikdash, you've got to wait for the korban to be offered. And because of that, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said that after the korban, we need to keep the whole day osur. The Yom Hanif is kulei osur.